Going over to the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor David Trost joins me on the line to look at the motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. David, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, and wishing all your listeners a very happy day today in terms of the sunshine.
Absolutely.
And hopefully everyone will keep safe also, because apparently it's to be particularly hot.
Absolutely. David, at the looking at those motions and questions you've raised at the MD meeting, your first one is in relation to a weight restriction and a full review of signage at the Ardclough Canal Bridge. You've highlighted the traffic volumes there, including the amount of HGVs going over that bridge.
Yes, and this has been a problem that's been ongoing for quite some time, but it's got particularly bad in recent months. And the bridge has been hit several times and has also been blocked several times by large vehicles. So there is a need to revisit what is needed here. In the short term, we're looking at cutting back growth on existing signs approaching the bridge, also looking at additional signage. But also, we need to talk to Waterways Ireland in terms of looking at the potential, at least, for weight restriction here. Part of the problem is, unfortunately, Google Maps encourage, you know, vehicles to go that direction where there may be blockages elsewhere. The problem with that is people who are not familiar with the bridge easily find themselves in difficulty then when they are on the bridge. So it's a serious problem. The area, it's a heritage walkway as well. So there's a lot of people walking there. There's no paths in a lot of it. And, you know, there's a danger, and it's also uncomfortable for walkers when they're approached by these very large vehicles. It's the only downside on taking any action is that potentially if a weight restriction was introduced, local deliveries and farmer movements could be restricted depending on the weight of the vehicle. So it's it's something we have to look at very closely.
All right, David, your next motion to the council is having a full review of the back lanes in St Patrick's Park there in Selbridge. What would be the reason for doing this full review? What are the issues there?
Well, the issues are some of it is dumping. And in fact, ironically, this week, another dumping incident occurred, perhaps because of the good weather. People are maybe clearing out their garages or sheds. But that's one of the issues. But also there are parts of it that need repair and resurfacing. And that's also very important because at the moment they just are not fit for purpose in terms of not only what looking at them, but also there's danger for people potentially slipping or damaging their vehicles if they do use those laneways.
And what was the council's response to doing that review? Is it something that they would be carrying out?
Yes, they have agreed to carry out a review in the short term.
All right.
Which is very welcome.
Of course. Then moving on to more of kind of the road markings and speed bumps, you've asked if a review of those could be completed following the current intense phase of the roadworks there on the Maynooth Road, the Lucan Road, Hazel Hatch Road. I suppose it's all because of the work speed down to Ishka Éireann and the waterworks there.
That's correct. And now that some of those restrictions have been lifted on some of the roads, not all of them by any means, it's very clear that on the diversion routes, damage has been done, especially to speed bumps and surface areas outside some estates as well. So this is very important that this is looked at and repairs are made. And whilst I welcome the response that it will be reviewed, to be honest, I think it needs to be looked at sooner rather than later, because in the medium term, the roads that have been dug already will need additional resurfacing. And that's fine. That will take time. But in the short term, the diverted routes have suffered some damage. There's no doubt about that. And it needs to be reviewed.
All right. And your last motion, David, to the council, or a question, I should say, actually, is asking if the council could outline the short-term plans to secure and maintain the parochial house and the grounds in Selbridge, as well as the use of the rooms by local groups.
Yes, that's right. And to be honest, I'm disappointed in a way that at this stage, and this is 4 years in the making, that the deal has not been finalised, and the documentation is still with the solicitors for both sides. It's crucial that this is really finished as quickly as possible now, and that the short-term plans, never mind the longer-term plans for the whole development of the site in terms of additional facilities and library and so forth that's been mentioned before. So really needs to close this deal now and move on with getting short-term plans for its usage and especially security of the area as the bigger plans are developed over the next couple of years.
All right, David, thanks so much for your time on the Kildare Today show this morning. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the Selbridge Leixlip Municipal District, David Trost, on those motions and questions raised at